Hello, Taylor County. I'm Alex Renneman with Unleashed Tiger, and I'm here with all of the representatives for the levies that are going to be on your ballot this year. When you go in to vote, you'll see that we have five levy renewals that are up for consideration. And so we brought all the folks together. I appreciate you guys coming on the program to talk a little bit about what your levy is, what it does, you know, and what the ramifications are and the benefits are to our community. So without further ado, we'll jump right into it. And we'll start with the Taylor County Senior Citizens Levy. And Renee Taylor, thank you for joining us on the program to talk a little bit about that levy.
Thank you for having me, Alex.
Absolutely. So I see this, you know, just in quick numbers, and folks will see this when they come to the polls. This is about a little over $150,000 a year, and it's a five-year levy. So just a little over $750,000 over 5 years to support senior citizens' activities throughout the county. Can you just extrapolate and expand a little bit on what are those benefits that money goes to on a yearly basis?
Well, a portion of our levy goes to our home delivered meal program, which reaches every area of the county. We don't have any limitations on where you're located. Currently, we serve about 25,000 meals annually through this program, 80 per day out in the county, and then about 35 in county on in our congregate sites. And we receive money through the Older Americans Act to help with that, but not enough to cover all of that particular program. Part of the levy funding helps with our in-home programs, in which we send representatives into the home to help with bathing, dressing, grooming, some light housekeeping, laundry services, things that our seniors may or may not be able to do on their own. So this help allows them to retain their independence and stay in their own homes for a longer period of time. We also use some of the funding for respite care for a caregiver who may have someone in their family with an Alzheimer's or dementia diagnosis. That gives them a few hours a day of respite for them to take a nap, go for a walk, do normal errands, like run to the grocery store, go get a haircut, you know, things that they're not able to do because they don't have anyone to care for this particular person. We also use funding for our community outreach program, which connects individuals with all kinds of services, such as the senior health insurance program, which is referred to as SHIP. That's where seniors can come in and talk with our outreach worker about options for Medicare supplements and for prescription drug programs to help them if they need signed up for Medicaid. We help with that as well. And then our last program that we support is our assisted transportation, where we take someone who may or may not be able to get out and about on their own to doctor appointments. We have a worker that takes a van, takes them, stays with them throughout the appointment, and then takes them back home. So that is in a nutshell, kind of what we do. And that's where our programs need that additional help. We do get some grant funding through the Older Americans Act. I also get some through the Fair and Lighthouse program, but it is nowhere enough to fill the need that we have in the county.
Great, Renee. Thank you. And multiple times we'll talk about this. Maybe we'll repeat ourselves. Okay. But there are some complexities when you look at how many cents on the $100 appraisal value of your property. So if you're listening at home or watching at home, you know, it's important to make sure you understand your assessment values and how that works. But Renee, if someone has more information about what this renewal and how this impacts them, where can they go? Who can they talk to?
They can talk to me directly at the senior center. I'm the director there, or I'm sure they could reach out to the assessor's office, to the county clerk. Anyone like that could tell you what the assessed values of your property are and what the levies are asking for. I believe our levy is 43 cents per every $100 of the actual assessed value.
Yeah, for class one properties. And then you get into class two and three and four. And that's exactly right. So And I would just add, you're the senior citizens levy, just like all the levies that if you're watching at home, you see on this Brady Bunch screen, are all renewals. So these aren't requesting for taxes to be raised. It's to continuation of existing levies that have been placed to support our communities, various organizations. All right. Awesome. Thank you, Renee. Let's keep going around the horn then. Gavin Watkins, you've joined us to talk about the Taylor County EMS as well as the Flemington Ambulance Levy. Thanks for coming on the program and tell us a little bit about this thing.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. So, the Taylor County EMS levy not only supports us here at Taylor County Emergency Squad, but it also supports Flemington Emergency Squad out in Flemington. And it's just a renewal levy for us. But it supports our operations for Taylor County and for Flemington. Taylor County EMS receives 65% of the levy. And then Flemington EMS receives 35% of the levy. And those funds are to help our operations with our employees and a multitude of things. And since last time the levy came up for renewal, we did change it from a 3-year levy to a 4-year levy. So this is going to be a 4-year levy this time. But we are busy all the time since COVID happened. And I know COVID is still at times going on, but our call volume with the amount of patients that we're treating has increased every single year. Our call volume has actually increased every year since 2017. And this year so far, we are on track to beat our last year's numbers. But we have a great group of individuals working for us, and they have a great group of individuals working for Flemington Emergency Squad as well. We try to staff anywhere from 2 to 3 ambulances every day. There are days that, depending on the needs, we try to staff more. But otherwise, we are busy all the time treating patients, whether it's through a 911 type of capacity or whether or not you need to be taken from this hospital to the next hospital to receive a higher level of care.
Yeah, that's perfect. And excuse me if you said this. I didn't catch it, and you may have, but I know
Okay.
from this levy. So we're looking at it's just short of $500,000 a year. It totals up to, like 1.8, a little over that, over the 4 years. But 65% of it, I guess, goes to the Taylor County EMS, right? And then 35% to the Flemington Ambulance Service. Is that accurate?
Yes, that is correct. We get 65, they get 35 of the total that comes in for the year, which roughly is 469,000, at least estimated at the moment.
Perfect.
And if anybody has any questions on how much they actually have to pay, they can always get a hold of the assessor's office. If you want to know more about the levy in general or our operations, you can reach out to me. Not a problem. You can call here to the squad. It's 304-265-0904. And you can also reach out to Flemington Emergency Squad as well if you have questions. And also with that, with us being called Taylor County Emergency Squad, we service all of Taylor County. And with Flemington Emergency Squad being called Flemington, they service primarily Flemington area. And then you'll have to excuse the cat. But they also service all the county as well. So.
Awesome. Yep. Well, it sounds like this is a really interesting topic because the cat is here. It's ready to hear all about this topic.
He's ready to hear about everything. His name is Nitro, so it kind of goes with because we carry Nitro as medication on the ambulances, so kind of
There you
works
go.
out.
We'll put Nitro in the show notes then. Excellent. Gavin, thank you. I think that's great. And again, this is another renewal. Now it is an extension, so it's a 3-year or 4-year instead of a 3-year like it normally is, but it's still the same impact from a tax base perspective.
Otherwise, it's still the exact same. So.
Awesome. All right, great. Well, let's go to the Taylor County Health Department with Boyd Van Horn. Boyd, thanks for coming on, man. Let's talk about this levy and what's going on.
Well, thanks for having me here, Alex. I appreciate that. And Gavin, I guess that the Governor Justice having baby dog, it's only appropriate that you have Nitro the cat. So
Yes,
I
yeah.
think it fits right in. Yeah, Alex, it's great to be with you again.
Thank you. So this levy is just a little over $200,000 a year, and it's a four-year levy. So we're looking at just over $800,000 over the 4 years. Let's talk a little bit about what that funds. You just had a new building, but that's a separate thing. So walk us through the health department, the services they provide, what this money goes to in terms of services for our community.
You're right. The health department building facility itself is a different thing. We were able to reach out through other federal grant funding to obtain this building. But I think what the building does say and speak about us is just how serious we are on the services that we provide to the people of Taylor County, which is what the levy funding directly supports. There are five areas of mandatory public health services that are in state code that we're required to provide. And those five things are general somewhat in nature, but they're community health promotion, environmental health protection, communication and reportable disease investigation and control, immunizations, and threat prep. So to dial in just a little bit more on those services, what the levy helps directly fund are, I have four staff members at the health department to specialize in areas of those required services. For example, I have, instead of just one nurse, we have two. We have an additional LPN that serves here that's able to go out into the community. We will deliver vaccinations and all those other pieces to this that I mentioned. We're able to deliver those out into the community. We'll go to major employers, the school system being one of those, the mines, another. We're able to go out and meet people where they live and work to deliver our services because of having an extra nurse to do that with. Our threat prep, preparation, everybody, it almost gives me PTSD to mention it, but everybody knows about our threat prep services from the COVID crisis and pandemic that we went through. And we take those emergency related services very serious enough that I have a full-time employee that addresses and keeps us ready to respond when needed. I have an outreach coordinator that arranges these events and programs that we go out into the community. She also delivers information, education materials, just coordinates programs and vaccinations and just all these things out in the community. She communicates with the community. She provides our website and keeps it up to date, our app on the cell phones. So she manages all that. And that is an employee that's outside the scope of the bare minimum. And finally, last but certainly not least, is our receptionist. We have a full-time receptionist that works here to greet our clients and patients, to help direct them around within the health department, make sure that they have the right paperwork or documents, and just coordinates that, answers telephone, answers questions that people have, and that sort of thing. So those four employees are very special employees that provide this higher level of service for the people of Taylor County. And then just one last thing that I'll mention, Alex, again, to illustrate that we take what the people of Taylor County gives us very seriously. We feel that they are entitled to the top product, if you want to call it that we have to offer. And we are right now going through a accreditation process with the Public Health Accreditation Board to elevate our services to the very top level. There are only five in the state currently that are working toward that level of certification. Another recent achievement is we are an academic health department. We provide, again, because I have an extra nurse and an excellent facility, we do nursing education with agreements with five of the local schools of nursing to include WVU School of Nursing. So we stretch every dollar to the last penny, and we appreciate and respect every dollar that we're given.
Excellent. Well, thanks, Boyd. I appreciate that. And again, I'm repeating myself, but just for posterity's sake, this is another renewal. It's not an addition to our tax base. Let's move to the Taylor County Library. Alicia Toko, thanks for joining us to talk about the library levy as well.
Thank you, Alex. So this is a renewal as well, and the levy covers the general maintenance of the library utilities and building maintenance. It also covers our materials such as books, audiobooks, DVDs. So all the general things that a library needs. Then it also covers our programming. Our programming we do in-house, off-site, and online. So we have in-house, we'll do things like summer reading program. We have legal aid and story time, a young book writers club. Then out of the building, we do crafts throughout the community. We partner with the senior center. We also do a Mother's Day tea party. So we do things outside of the building, in the building. We also have ancestry.com that you can access inside the library. MyHeritage that you can use at home. Hoopla, which is a digital platform for movies, TV shows, comic books, audiobooks, DVDs. West Virginia Reads, which is your audiobooks in your regular book platform. We also have the newspaper archives, which are new newspapers throughout the U.S. We offer everything for free currently to all of our patrons. So if you need copies, fax, notary, email, all of those are free. Right now, we're just asking for donations in return for whatever. Even our book sale is by donation only. What you can pay is what you give for the book. And that seems to have been going over really well with our patrons. We wanted to ease things up somehow for our patrons. Another thing that is very important about the levy is it helps us get our grant from the state because we're required to match the funding from the state. And that helps us be able to retain that grant from the state. And that grant is just as important as the levy in running the library.
Excellent. And again, this one's also a renewal. So it's a little over $190,000 a year. This is another 4-year levy. So it puts it just over $750,000 all in. Thanks to Alicia. I appreciate that. Let's go to the last one, which is Dr. John Stallings to come to talk to us about the Board of Education. So, John, this levy is a just $3.7 million on a yearly basis for about 18 all in. And there's a great write-up, I know, in the actual levy that folks will go in to vote on. Yeah, there's a breakdown of where these dollars go, right?
That is correct, Alex. Yes, indeed. Thanks for having me as well. Here we go. So I'm excited to tell you that we are going to ask for the county to renew our levy. It's a little early. It wouldn't take effect. This new renewal, when it is passed, would not take effect until July 1, 2026. And there are 13 things listed on the levy ballot that indicate that how it's broken out and the distributions across the funding source. We are just releasing information. Hopefully you'll start watching for information on those electronic signs in the Blueville area, as well as we are trying to find anyone else who would be listening, such as today. This is my first in this position, and I'm excited to tell you that these are the various things that the levy provide to the county. You know, in Taylor County Schools, it's all about Best for Kids, and so that's where we springboard. Initially, the levy currently provides free meals to all of our students. That's not something that was always in place, but it is currently in that levy that is just being renewed. Our Board of Education made a commitment not to ask for any additional money from the county beyond what is currently being asked of them with the current levy, starting with those free meals. In addition to that, transportation services are provided for all of our creative arts, bands, sports activities, athletics, any kind of extra activities that take place beyond just transporting children to and from school. A biggie in this is that of course, the current way of the world now, the technology is the way we deliver instruction through many that we still use traditional textbooks, but we also provide all of our students with an iPad We provide laptops and desktops and classroom instructional devices, the licensing for all of those things, technology support staff to help make sure that's up and running at all times. In addition to the technology I just mentioned, we have textbooks. Yes, we still use those. I know that's what we use all the time in my day, but we still use those actually in the classrooms. Electronic resources, teaching supplies, library books, school furnishing, instructional printing and copying costs. Those kinds of things are part of the levy benefit. Community service to such things as the Taylor County Commission Services, 4-H, et cetera. In addition to that, we have something we believe to be a real benefit to anyone who is 60 years and older or and or any of our students. They are able to access regular sporting events and band and choral concerts that are at no cost to them. So someone of my generation, 60 and older, and I'm a little bit above that for sure, but we benefit from having no fees being charged when we're entering those events. And additionally, we have academics, extracurricular activities, extra duty contracts for those people who are supporting and sponsoring that as coaches or tutors, and those kind of things are coming from them. And then lastly, but certainly not least, are the capital improvements that are benefiting from that, that can be made available if in fact the funding that comes in through the levy each year goes beyond the reaching of those 13 points that are listed on the levy call. All of that language is in the levy call ballot. Just as a quick example, if I may, a lot of the information that we're sharing is also that, of course, we've already talked about we're not increasing the levy. We're not asking for another penny from anyone, just what they're already used to doing, and we appreciate that. Taylor County has a strong tradition of maintaining a levy to support the school system as well as the other entities that have been shared this afternoon. Some of the consequences, Alex, you mentioned that earlier as you introduced everyone, that just as an example, those free meals that come to students typically cost children about $6 a day. If you calculate that based on that 180-day contract children are required to attend, that would come out to about $1,080 per child. If you throw that at the parents times every child in their family, it gets to be pricey. The other thing is that free textbooks that are available to them, which is not always the case in some of our surrounding counties historically. In my day, a book used to cost between $15 and $25. Nowadays, a textbook can cost up to $150 per book. That's quite pricey in my mind. And if you take that times each child's multiple classes per day, you can see how that would mount up pretty quickly. And equally important, those iPads and all the technology I just referenced, we do a rotational refurbishing, not replacement of a more current version of the iPads so that we stay state of the art. And in that cycling of those things, we do that about every 4 years. That can cost us in excess of $5 million over that time. So just that component alone, we are desperately hoping that the community will continue to be supportive of the children that we serve. We have about 2,200 students enrolled as we speak. That might be a rounding up about that, but approximately that. And so you see our goal is to continue to make that available to all of those things. There are so many more things that aren't even mentioned as specifics that benefit from all these funds that we're so fortunate to have from the county. And we're hoping to have the voters vote with informed decision-making. I'm not by law able to say, I want you to vote for the levy. That is not my place as the superintendent. And I'm staying just shy of that so that I can just make sure that people are understanding that my purpose as the superintendent is to provide you with the information so that you can make an informed decision. I hope that's helpful.
That's perfect. Thanks, John. And that really goes for everybody. That, you know, many of the election videos, if you're watching, you might see where they say, vote for me, vote for me. None of this crew is going to say that. Vote yes for the levy. They can't. And I'll go short of saying that as well. But what I will say is, obviously, if you've been paying attention, these are really important services for our community. Each of these boxes and the organizations these folks are representing have significant impact to our community. And even in, you know, you say, well, I'm not a senior, but that matters to our community and how we support those seniors. And I think, Renee, you even touched on in terms of, yeah, you could try to go get other funding, but boy, it's just these funding sources for each of these organizations, these levies are, if not the main funding source, absolutely critical and crucial for them to maintain the operations and services they do for our community. So if you are concerned, interested, whatever, again, from a tax perspective, class one property, whether you own a property, rent a property, those things, check with your assessor and the assessor, the Gret Group can take you through that, tell you what the impact of these levies are on your tax base. If you're questioning or want to know more information about the services provided, each of these individuals here and their organizations would be happy to discuss that with you. So show up at the polls, be informed, be engaged. I appreciate that you're watching this video for that. And to each of you who've come here, first, thank you for coming on and talking about the levy and what the impact is to our community. But also thank you for all you do in those various organizations to help serve our community and make it a better place to be. Thank you, everyone.
Hey, Alex, if I...
Yes, sir.
Is it possible? I just want to remind everybody that the endorsement of all these people that presented today, we are a team that works in Taylor County for Taylor County universally. And it's not just, we're not competing with one another. We're all providing the services that are very desperately needed by all the entities that are represented today. So I appreciate the availability of your services.
That's a great point. Yep. Great point.
Very excellent. Good point. Thank you, Doctor.
Thank you all. I appreciate it. Take care.
Have a good day.
Thank you, Alex. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you all.